It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
As we turn the calendar to the month of November, what an exciting time to be a sports fan as football season sort of wraps up on the college level. It doesn't really wrap up, but it starts to really get high intensity as we get into the college football rankings. And all that's going on right now. So along with the Baseball World Series now completed, congratulations to all the Boston Red Sox fans and, of course, the Red Sox themselves as they win another World Series. This show, Catholic Sports Weekly, underwritten in part by AAA Roofing Company. To contact them, AAARoofingCompany.com and also 21ology.com. Well, the Colts get a week off after winning their second straight game. Adam Vinatieri becomes the NFL's all-time leading scorer. That was neat to see, and neat to see the humility come out of him. If you saw some of the stuff online with the locker room, the post game where they were giving him the game ball, you could see how humble a guy Adam Vinatieri really is. And here he is, such a long career, and now the all-time scoring leader in the history of the NFL. That's saying something. So they get a week off, and then they're home for three straight games. So as they say in the fields, it's the time to make hay, and that's exactly what the Colts are trying to do. College, Marion, and Notre Dame keep on winning. The Irish, number three in the land, they host Northwestern this Saturday night. The Knights are now 8-0. They're number two in the nation in the NAIA. They're at Missouri Baptist. Should be able to handle. I remember I was at a game a couple of years ago at Missouri Baptist, and I believe they won that game like 66-0, and they rested the starters from about the beginning of the third quarter on. So now Missouri Baptist has probably improved, but I would think we're looking at the Knights being 9-0 at the end of this weekend. High school football still kicking after two rounds of the sectional play. You got Brebeuf. They knocked out Garin. Cathedral still going. They eliminated Roncalli last week. And Cecina keeps on winning. We had Ott Hurley on the show last week. Cecina wins again. They play Triton Central next. And Chittard beat Rushville 62-6. So they also move on. And congratulations to the Cathedral Girls soccer team. They are 2A state champions. You know, I'd like to say we played a role in it. And as we welcome Mark Behringer, the head coach of the team, we started having you on a couple of weeks ago, and I think it just kind of just sort of fired you up. We're going to take credit. Is that okay, Coach?
You guys can have whatever credit. We'll give credit to whoever wants credit in this because we're just enjoying the success of it all and it's been fun the past few weeks.
Oh, I bet so. And you had a little bout with a little cold or a sinus infection or something. Are you all through that now? You feeling better?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better. Thanks. I appreciate that. I normally get sick after the season is over, I think, because my body kind of relaxes a little bit. And this year, the girls played so well. We played so long. I got sick before it was over.
We're talking with Mark Behringer, head coach of the Cathedral Girls soccer team. You guys defeated South Bend St. Joseph 1-0 in the championship game last Saturday. And tell me about this. When I was reading about it, and you scored, what, in the first 93 seconds of the game, you guys put a goal in, and that was the only goal of the game. Ended up being 1-0. That's early scoring. But you guys normally attack pretty quickly, don't you?
We've done a pretty good job this year, especially at the end of the year, being ready to play at the beginning of matches and trying to take advantage of opportunities whenever they came. This one happened to come, as you said, I think it was 93, 94 seconds or something into the match when, right from the kickoff, we kind of forced our way down into their end and made something happen.
Mm-hmm. What does that do to the game and to the team and the mentality when you get a goal that quickly? I mean, is there a fear that you might relax because you scored so quickly, or how did it affect you guys?
It's bittersweet because you want to be ahead in the match, you want the goal, but when you score that early, there is a natural tendency to become more defensive minded because you think we've got a goal. And honestly, if all we had done for 78 minutes after that was defend, things might not have turned out very well for us. Mm-hmm. It's really difficult to play a whole match and basically just try to defend. So let's just say you'd rather be ahead than behind, but it just leaves an awful lot of time in the match for the other team to try to fight their way back in.
Yeah. Well, either way, it worked, and you guys are state champs, and congratulations. And I understand here on Catholic Sports Weekly, we've got a special treat this week. We're changing a little bit. You've got a couple of the senior players, a couple of the captains with you today, and maybe have you introduce them. Then maybe it's because this is radio, we can do about anything we want. Maybe you ask them the first question. Maybe introduce them, have them say something, and ask them a question, okay? That would be awesome.
That sounds good. The captains of the team this year, there were two of them. They are both here. One is Jennifer Utzinger, who is a senior and plays an attacking role, a winger role on our team this year. In fact, was tied for leading goal scoring this year and for the total points.
Wow.
On the team. The other captain is senior Sophia Saucerman, our goalkeeper, who has played an absolutely enormous role all year long, but particularly in the tournament, with us having the success that we had. So, all right, ladies, the question I have for you, what do you think was the biggest determining factor in this year's team winning a state championship? Who wants to go first? Sophia?
Yeah, I'll go first. I think the biggest determining factor was the seniors this year. There's 12, so it's kind of hard to be close, and you'd think that we would have different groups or different voices, but we really brought everyone together, and we worked really hard for this title.
Okay.
So that's Sophia, now Jennifer, right?
And Jennifer, you got it.
Yeah, I agree with Sophia. I think we just really came together this year. We've always been a close group since freshman year. We haven't lost or gained a lot of players. And we knew this was our last season. It was a lot of our last season playing soccer in general. And we just really wanted to come together and make it one of the best seasons.
Coach, I'm a little disappointed that neither one of them said it was coaching. That.
It's funny because before we went on the air, I just made the comment to them that coaches, I think, are more likely to mess things up for a team than they are to actually do anything that wins. So I tend to look towards the players when we have success. So I'm in complete agreement with these two young ladies about the most important factor with regards to our success this year.
Jennifer, I know you guys, it seemed like after the game, one thing you did was you wanted to go celebrate with the students, the fans of Cathedral. How important was that to see that kind of support from the school, to see the Cathedral kids and the alumni and the people really rally around your team? How important was that, Jennifer?
It was really important. I didn't know how much of a turnout we would have with it being over fall break, mm-hmm. but we had a really big and loud student section, and it just really meant a lot to know that everyone cared and wanted to support us, and I just loved seeing my friends afterwards and them being really happy for all of us. It was really cool.
And Sophia, you know, people think of Cathedral, a lot of times they think it's a football school. There's a great history of football, and of course they're still playing. But this week, at least, you guys can celebrate and say, hey, we're a soccer school as well, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, soccer's been really big this year, yeah. Actually, the boys and the girls.
Yep.
A lot of people have been talking about it, and we had great turnouts to both of our games. So may turn into a soccer school now.
What are your college plans, Sophia? What's next for you?
I'm thinking about playing at DePaul.
And Jennifer, what about you? What's next for you?
That was actually my last soccer game. I'm choosing not to play in college, and I think I just want to go to IU.
Well, good. I mean, how tough is that for you to walk away? I've got a daughter who's playing college softball. She's at Division I up at Detroit Mercy, and a really, really neat school, a neat opportunity. It's a lot of work. I've noticed she is busy all the time. I mean, it's unbelievable. Is that part of it? Is that you just kind of want to focus? What's your going to be your major and all that? What are you going to focus on as far as the school?
I might want to go into nursing.
Oh, good. That's good. So tell me a little bit about Cathedral. Both of you, maybe one at a time. First Jennifer, then Sophia. Tell me about, we talked before with Coach and other coaches there athletic director Rick Strife and others about the faith and how it is intertwined and how that is such a big part of Cathedral and how there is an element of taking care of your fellow classmates. And what is that? Help me understand that vibe within Cathedral.
I think it really just brings us close together. Like, we pray before and after every practice, and we have a whole routine to go through before our games. We kneel down, and we all say a Hail Mary. And with it being such a Catholic school and us coming together, just like how all the seniors came together this year with our faith, it just makes us stronger. And we just know, like, we have that in the back of our minds and just pray to God before every game, asking for help for this game and for a win.
Same with you, Sophia.
I agree totally with Jennifer. We really focused this year on praying and making sure we prayed before every meal and after every practice and just put faith in Him.
Mm-hmm. And I know Coach Mark Behringer and two of his seniors, Jennifer and Sophia, joining us here on Catholic Sports Weekly as they celebrate the 2A state championship in girls soccer. Coach, I know you do a lot at the school in your teaching discipline with maintaining that focus and making it part of their life and not just something that they do before or after games or before or after meals, but you know, it helps shape who they are, isn't it? And that's really what it's about at Cathedral and with your focus.
It is. Being a Catholic school and being specifically a Holy Cross school, we have certain values that we hold near and dear to us, and I think I've mentioned them before on the show, but particularly in girls soccer, the values that our family, which you were asking the girls about, and what that connection is with people at Cathedral High School, that ultimately, you know, the connection is through the spirit that people talk about at Cathedral. Well, ultimately, the spirit, right, with a capital S, is the Holy Spirit. And so the idea of coming together in union and communion with God ultimately is the goal that we should all have in our lives. And so whenever we have opportunities to be really together in something, it's an opportunity for us to live our faith. The second value that really we strive for is excellence, which is doing what we do as well as we possibly can. And that's just a celebration of the gifts that God grants to us and gives us, and trying to use those to the best of our abilities. And when you do that and you do that well, good things happen. So I like to think that certainly our focus spiritually has much to do with our success around this school and everything that we do, including on the soccer field.
Mm-hmm. And ladies, Jennifer and Sophia, again, you become an example, right? I mean, because the people see how you are, it may affect how they are. And how much do you embrace that responsibility?
We kind of cherish it. Our freshman year, we had such a great senior group, and they were really great leaders to us. So I think we've been looking forward to this year ever since that year, and looking forward to being able to set a good example for everyone and knowing when to, you know, stop goofing around and when it's time to focus and practice. And I think that's what got us to this point right now. And it's just really comforting knowing that we did all we could this season and it really paid off.
Well, Jennifer and Sophia, thank you so very much. And Coach, you get your hands full trying to replace these 12 seniors. that's good. You're not going to retire now. You know, a lot of coaches say, okay, I've got this. My senior class is moving on. It's time for me to move on as well. You're going to stick around, right?
You know, that's the plan right now, is to stick around. I tend to live in the moment a lot, so I'm still enjoying the success that this group is having. I haven't really thought too much about even next year's team.
Yeah.
Just letting the girls really enjoy their accomplishments.
Yeah, enjoy this week, this day, this moment, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Jennifer, Sophia, and Coach Mark Behringer, thank you so very much, and congratulations, state champs, Cathedral Irish champions of the state of Indiana in 2A. Go get them next year, right? For Coach.
Try.
All right. That'll do it. We're going to take a break. All right. Thank you so very much. We're going to take a break. We'll continue this week's show, Catholic Sports Weekly, after this break.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com. As an informed Catholic voter, it's important that you do your part to see that the types of leaders we need in office get into office. Early voting for the general election is available now through November 5th. Make your vote count. You don't have to wait till the last minute when something could pop up that would keep you from getting to the polls. You can vote right now if you choose. You can see a comparison of the Republican and Democratic Party platforms at www.votinginfo.net.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. This show underwritten in part by AAA Roofing Company. They're looking for people who want to work, who want to get on roofs and get to work. And you can contact them at AAARoofingCompany.com for more information. And also the Elam Group, environmental specialists, consultants, the Elam Group, ElamUSA.com. It's my pleasure to welcome Father Douglas Hunter to the show. Father Hunter, I appreciate you jumping in on us. We had kind of planned to have you on a few times, but not necessarily this week. And you ever remember a baseball player by the name of Manny Mota? You remember that name?
Yes, I do.
He was the greatest pinch hitter in the history of baseball. He's about the only pinch hitter people actually know. And so you're stepping up big, but it's a perfect time to have you on because it's a bye week for the Colts. Father Douglas Hunter is one of the chaplains for your Indianapolis Colts. And what's the bye week mean to a team chaplain?
It means I take a little time off. But there's still a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that people won't know about or see. And I'm still scheduling stuff for away games and things like that, of that nature.
A lot of what you do, you're there for of course, spiritual guidance. I would imagine that's number one. But there's a lot of things, I'm sure, behind the scenes that people will never know that you do as the chaplain. Can you give us some insight on any of that, some of the things that maybe people don't know?
Primarily, most of my work is with the players, but there are many, many other people behind the scenes that make this whole thing come together. And I see myself as a pillar of support for them as well whenever I'm in the building over at the Colts Complex. Mm-hmm. So that might be the guy who cooks and the guy who takes out trash to the person who's at the guard shack to the person sitting in the office and even the people that answer the phones, you know, because they need to be ministered to as well.
Talking with Father Douglas Hunter. Father Hunter at St. Rock is your home parish just now for a little over 4 months, I guess. How's the South Side going for you?
South Side is wonderful. I am running into a lot of people that I worked with before or ministered to before and through law enforcement when I was a police officer down this way.
Okay.
But the South Side is great.
Is it warmer down there?
No, it still gets as cold as it does up north.
you were talking about, I tell you, anybody that knows Father Hunter, who've ever met you, you have such a warm, welcoming demeanor about you where people, I would imagine, at the Colts Complex, when they see you, it becomes a lot of long conversations, I would imagine, because it's just people like to see you and they like to embrace you and just the conversation. Is that a lot of what your role is just to be there, be present, be there for people?
Yes, and you never know what's going on in a person's personal life until you simply ask, how are you today? Or if I see someone who's looking sad or distraught, I often sit down and talk to them, how are you today? What's going on? And usually you find out so much more. And then at the end of the conversation, they're like, thank you, Father, for, you know, just listening, just being here for me.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the Colts have won two in a row now. Does that,
yes.
I know from experience when I used to work there, that changes the building, doesn't it?
Everyone is excited.
Yeah, there's a winning feeling that just sort of takes over everybody out there on West 56th Street. Describe the difference now compared to maybe a month ago.
Well, obviously there's a lot more energy in the building and people are more excited and, you know, they're ready. You know, we're happy for our Colts. And even with Adam Vinatieri's record-breaking thing, that really has been the highlight of a lot of different things that I've been hearing.
Yeah. I know Adam, he's a Catholic man. I don't know completely about his faith, but I know he was raised a Catholic, I believe. And what a neat experience to watch a guy like that, a veteran. Have you had a chance to talk to him? He became the NFL's all-time leading scorer this past weekend. Have you had a chance to talk to Adam yet?
No, there's a long line to talk to him right now.
But he's got such a good demeanor too, doesn't he? Describe what you think of that guy.
He's a great guy. At first I was wondering if I would be accepted by a lot of the guys, but then once you get to talk to them one-on-one, I'm like, wow, he's a great guy. And for me, I get to learn a lot about them in the spiritual and personal aspect, but also in the business aspect. And the more you learn about them, the more you appreciate everything they do.
Mm-hmm. I think Vinatieri is one of the guys definitely, and maybe it's because of his veteran status, but he really understands his platform, doesn't he? He knows how to connect with people. And understands that. How much is that a learned process over the years, you think?
It's a very extensive learning process through, because each year is different from one to the next. And so for those guys, when you first get there, you're just trying to figure it all out. And then as time goes on, each year gets easier and easier. But then you learn what your position truly is, not only on the field, but also off the field. And, you know, you can look at his Twitter handle and just see all the good work that he's doing within the community as well, off the field.
Yeah, I mean, he does get out and he picks his spots. He doesn't just do everything for everybody, but he's very selective, I think, also. How much of that you think the younger players need to learn is how to be selective and how to utilize their platform in the right way?
I think it can either make you or break you with the fans. But the Colts have a good mentoring program over there for the young guys so that they know what their role is on and off the field.
Yeah. How much are you enjoying it? I know you have some fun with game day on your Facebook, don't you? Everybody, people in the stands are constantly taking pictures of you and trying to spot where Father Hunter is.
It's kind of like, where's Waldo for the football game? Where's Father Hunter?
Now, do you specifically try to hide sometime when you see people that are probably taking pictures?
No, because a lot of times I don't even know they're taking pictures because there's so much going on the sideline.
Yeah. What's your role on the sideline? What do you do game day?
On game day, I'm usually there before game praying with the guys. And if someone wants to be anointed, I'll anoint them, you know, who's ever on the injury reserve list. Within the Catholic world.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if someone gets injured, I'm there as a pillar of support. You know, I go back there with them, or sometimes the other chaplain goes back there with them as well.
Yeah.
And just kind of be there with them in case they want to talk to someone or need someone. So you don't feel alone, because when everyone else is out on the field and you're back there, just you and the doctors are kind of running around doing everything. I'm there trying to talk to you, keep your mind off of whatever injury you got going on.
Well, that's a great place to be. I imagine that's where you're most needed, I would think. Talking with Father Hunter, Father Douglas Hunter from St. Rock, and also the Colts team chaplain for the Catholics and for others, not just Catholics, but for everybody. Hey, I know you're a Marion guy as well, Marion University, and they're playing great football. They're 8-0. Krishan Hogan recently got moved up to the practice squad. Have you had a chance to talk with Krishan at all? Of course, Krishan went to Marion University, maybe one of the best players ever at the school, and now he is trying to inch his way back into a game day roster spot. Have you had a chance to talk to Krishan?
Not yet. I've been trying to track him down, but sometimes it's a little harder than usual because, you know, I might get pulled in a couple different directions whenever I head over where I'm going.
Yeah. I mean, that's a neat thing. What a great story when you think of a guy from Marion University. Just now he's just either one injury or just one moment away from getting a chance on Sunday.
Yes. We had our homecoming back in October, and I thought I was going to get to meet him, but he got called up from the practice squad.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, and he couldn't make it. So that's okay.
Did you get your sister Norma bobblehead?
I did. It's sitting right here in my office.
that's a great thing. I don't know if they made enough of them. They probably had to do a reorder.
You can never have too many of those.
Yeah, no, you can't. Well, Father, thank you so very much for jumping in on our show this week, and we need to have you on more regularly.
All right. I look forward to it.
All right. That's Father Douglas Hunter from St. Rock and, of course, the Colts team chaplain. We're going to take a break. We're back to close out this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly right after this short timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaroofingcompany.com.
Catholic Radio Indy urges you to support our underwriters. They help keep the station on the air 24/7.
And again, this show underwritten in part by AAA Roofing Company and 21ology.com. Again, thanks to our special guest, Douglas Hunter, Father Hunter, of course, down at St. Rock and the Colts team chaplain. Great time to take a break. He said basically whenever the bye week to him means he can get other stuff done. So thank you, Father Hunter, for jumping in. And also to Mark Behringer, the girls' soccer coach at Cathedral, and a couple of his senior players, Jennifer and Sophia, both joined us. And what a neat story to see this Cathedral team win another state championship in girls' soccer. So congratulations to them. Speaking of Cathedral, they're one of the several teams that we cover here on Catholic Sports Weekly that are still kicking, still playing. You've got Cathedral and also Brebeuf looks really good. Cecina, they're still kicking, and so is Chatard. So wish them all very, very the very best as they get ready for the sectional championship games this week. And don't forget, you know what's about to get started is college basketball. Next week, IU, Purdue, Ball State all play. We'll start watching them. We'll start talking a little college basketball here on Catholic Sports Weekly as well. And while we're giving reminders, vote, vote, vote next week. I think there's still some early voting options that are still closing up through this weekend. But next Tuesday, Election Day, it is your chore and your job and your responsibility to go vote. Thank you for listening to Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.